What do you think of the festival?
I thought it was fantastic.
How fantastic?
It was really, probably like, I thought it was like the best show I've ever been to. It was very, it was fun. And there just seemed to be a lot of energy. And people were very accommodating and very excited and very social.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a small area, but didn't feel cramped, which was nice. I really enjoyed the talks being in, especially the lower theater that was a lecture hall. Very comfortable. I really liked that. It was extremely comfortable. Well, almost to the point of being, you know, you could fall asleep in those.
Right.
Which is,
well, that's a good test for the speakers, though, because if you do fall asleep, they're doing something wrong.
I saw Alan Hicks in there. He spoke on the
networking stuff. Yeah.
Were you there? Were you in that one?
No. I'm going to watch it all online.
Yeah, he was really good. The problem that I have with it, though, is he has this nice southern drawl. And it's just such a smooth talk. His voice, like, even though the topic was fascinating, he did a great job. It kind of, like, lulled me to sleep like he was reading me a bedtime story.
A bedtime story of, like, IP tables.
Of the seven layers.
Yeah.
Essentially the OSI model.
Cool. I know that now.
Yeah, it is good. It's good to have a refresher because I haven't actually studied that in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. It just felt like the community was creating the festival, you know, while it was happening, I guess. I mean, funny thing is, you know, that a lot of pre-production went into it, you know, but.
Oh, yeah.
But from the user perspective or the attendee perspective, it just seems to just kind of happen. You know, and it's just easy and breezy and fun.
What was interesting, though, you could see a lot of that stuff going on the in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seemed like they were really on top of everything and really on the ball, very organized.
That's true.
And it seemed to go off fairly soon. And the few problems that I did see that happened, like with particularly the LCD display,
the
and the presentations, the projectors, with them going to sleep or whatever.
Mm.
I mean, they had those fixed in no time. I didn't notice any problems, you know, lingering problems.
No.
They just had everything.
And the attendance was great.
Yeah, well, for a first-year conference, what I was amazed, it almost seemed like, and from our perspective, with the swag that we were able to auction off, we had more swag this conference than I think the last two OLFs put together.
That went on forever.
A lot of really good stuff.
Good stuff, yeah.
A lot of fun.
So are you going to come back next year?
I definitely plan on being back.
Is Tilt going to make this festival their official festival and just not ever go back to Ohio?
No, we're going to OLF. Oh, I like going to OLF. We have to see Gorkon.
No, that's true.
he needs a place to sleep.
Yeah, that is true.
No, I do like. It's hard to compare the. You know, I don't. When you compare them and you say, well, I don't want to say one is necessarily better than the other because they're both extremely, extremely good.
Yeah.
One of the things that I didn't like about OLF this year was the split level. Area that they had for exhibits.
Yeah, a lot of people said that, but see, I wasn't there before last year, so it seemed normal to me. I didn't mind or notice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't. It would have been nice if we were all together, but I still enjoyed it. OLF's getting very big.
Yeah.
When something gets that big, even though it still maintains it's a wonderful atmosphere. When you come to something like this, which is about, I guess, a third of the size of OLF for its first year, but extremely, you know, extremely great, there's a coziness that's comforting and fun to be around.
Yeah. What's it like? I mean, have you ever been this far south?
Around Linux Fest? No.
Or, I mean, like, around a lot of Southerners
this? Yeah. My mother-in-law lives in South Carolina, so I come down here
a
couple of times a year, at least. And at first, it was a bit of a culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
The Southern hospitality, you actually really begin to understand and realize that it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody is so nice.
Yeah.
And the comedy, like, the first time I went down to my mother-in-law's, like, her neighbors just on a Sunday come a-calling, you know?
Yeah.
Stop by with a pie and sit out on the porch and talk. And coming from close to New York and
yeah.
the Lehigh Valley area like that, there isn't that level of socialness.
Yeah. Well, there seems to, yeah, I mean, at least from my perspective up north, there seems to be a fear, like, you don't go visit someone without calling them first.
Oh, yeah.
Or making an appointment with them a week in advance, you know?
Yeah, my mom is, like, our relatives, we have relatives that just, you know, they come down to visit their kids every couple of weeks, and they think nothing of stopping by my parents' house, my mom and dad's house, and coming in to say hi. And their expectations are, well, we came down here, you shouldn't have a problem with us stopping by. And my mom is always, like, in an uproar over this because they never call.
Yeah.
And she feels that that's rude and they shouldn't, and she worries that the house is a
mess. Yeah, right, right.
So, you know, it's that. I mean, but then you go down south and you walk into a gas station and people are like, hey, how you doing? You know, the guy behind the register is, like, really nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
People are just, you know, talking their casual business as if they would hanging out with each other for a few hours.
Right, yeah, yeah, I know. It comes across that way.
And, you know, you go into a gas station up north and you just pay your shit and get out. Pay your bill and get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Not much chit-chat going on.
No. There's a certain air of apprehension.
Have a good night.
See ya.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's nice. But now, where I'm at right now, there's not a lot of Southern hospitality there. It is a very transitional place, particularly with the military.
And the proximity to D.C.
Yeah, well, it's 3 hours from D.C.
Oh, okay.
It's a significant haul, but the military there, most of the people that I know are not native to the area.
Yeah.
They're transplants. But so we get a lot of that.
It's drawn out down the street. Yeah.
The abnormal.
You lost our mom.
Back across the street.
Well, hope your leg feels
good. Good to meet you.
It was great meeting you.
I don't want to shake the hand of someone with swine flu.
You
so,
have swine flu?
Yeah, he's got swine flu.
How do you know he has swine flu?
Pegwell told me. And Pegwell has swine flu too.
Dude. I think the water seriously just make us.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, that would be the case here in a different
all the couple
country.
Of us that drank this water felt like shit. I don't know. Thanks for dinner yesterday, too.
Yeah, no problem. Are you going to OLF this year, though? All right, we'll cross safely. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow. What time are you guys leaving?
I assume the hotel has, like, a time that we have to be at, like,
oh, yeah.
I think it's 11. I think it could be 11 or 12. You could ask the front desk.
You have to wake me up. If anything, Light will be on her guard, so I'm going to go and then break a bunch of shit like I'm a Van Halen.
Yeah.
I haven't been on the book site in a while. What's that book? What's the name of that site?
Goodreads.
I haven't
me
updated.
Either. I'm so bad at that sort of thing.
I thought you had said that you did get... Did you get the Tao Fu yet?
No, I didn't get that yet.
Well, I just picked up the Tao of Piglet, finally.
Yeah?
And I just finished reading Hackers, so that's the next book up on my list, is the Tao of Piglet.
Yeah?
I'm starting that probably tomorrow night.
I just finished a book, that one book that I was... Did I talk? Were you on that show? Linux and the Unix Philosophy? Maybe you weren't on that episode. I was talking about it on, like, Kit Radio or something.
You know, I think I remember you saying something, but I probably listened to the episode you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's a really good book. Mike Gargaz or something like that. It's a really good book. You should... Well, you might actually sort of intuitively know most of what he's talking about. It's an easy read, though. It's a quick read, and it's really cool.
Now, who publishes it?
I think it was O'Reilly, actually.
O'Reilly, so it's an O'Reilly book. What's the price on that?
I got it from the library.
Oh, you got it from the library.
Yeah. It's not a thick book. It's like that.
You know, it's still, I like, you know, it's always good to read, even though if you know a lot about the subject, it's still so good to read about it.
Yeah, it is, and that's what I figured. I mean, I kind of had, I'd heard about, you know, these. I mean, you kind of know the way Unix does things, but to kind of get it broken down, and he really just analyzes it and philosophizes about it. It's really fascinating. It's really cool.
Yeah, it sounds like a really interesting book. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
Unix and Linux philosophy.
It's Linux and the Unix philosophy.
Linux and Unix philosophy.
What else did I finish reading? Technical books. No, Oryx and Crake. Have you ever read Oryx and Crake?
Oryx and Crake?
Yeah, it's by Margaret Atwood.
No.
She did, like, The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, I recognize the name.
Yeah, that was an interesting book. It kind of reminded me of some of Kurt Vonnegut's stuff.
I love Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah, me too. I'm a huge fan of Kurt Vonnegut. I'm not saying this was as good as anything Kurt Vonnegut did, but, you know, if you took, like, drawing a blank on the name of the book right now. The one about the mutant who lives on top of the Empire State Building in New York after the gravity has shifted. Do you remember that Vonnegut book? You know the one I'm talking about where the Chinese had been experimenting with shrinking the size of humans? So they made them like that big.
I don't think I read that book.
Oh, you've got to read that book.
What is it?
I wish I could remember the title. I'm too tired right now to remember the title of the thing. Not Breakfast of Champions.
No, that's not Breakfast of Champions.
No.
Breakfast of Champions was a wide open beaver.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Was Breakfast of Champions the one where it ended with Kilgore Trout and God said to him, what do you want? And he's like, I want to do it all again.
Yeah.
And that's like, I, that's just like, it hit me right. It's like, damn, man.
He's incredible. Yeah. He's one of the best. Really, him and if I couldn't read anything but him and Philip K. Dick for the rest of my life, I would be happy. Honestly, I would just reread their books over and over again.
It's only like 5 or 6 books. How many books Ron Vonnegut
have? What are you talking about?
Like,
he's got a lot.
Don't hurt yourself.
I'm not drinking right now.
You're not?
No, I will hold them, though. I will.
Give them to somebody.
That's how you got 12. It's just like this sixth sense for when there's available tickets.
He's gonna crash.
Twice. But it's bleached, and then I had blue in it for about maybe a week and a half, and then I just touched it up. I don't know. Does anyone know what hair color I have?
You have dark hair.
I have darkish hair.
Yeah, you're a brunette.
It's like brown.
Wow, I sound like your wife now.
Yeah.
I was just wondering because I just went from blonde to brown, and the first time I had it colored, it like bleached out really quick, the color did.
Yeah.
I just had it done again. There you go. I wanted it brown again.
So are you naturally blonde?
You could go blue really easily.
Hair,
I know, right? Hated the attention. I was a blonde my whole life. Just like him, he got sick of having his colored hair and he dyed it.
Yep.
What's the difference? I got sick of blonde, I dyed it.
I don't know. I just asked.
It's fun.
Yeah. It doesn't. My job doesn't work that.
Search the zone.